This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. And Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Well, last night, the Shuckers did a little bit of everything. They got great pitching, they got outstanding hitting, and they came away with a sixth consecutive victory, an 8-1 win over the Mississippi Braves. Tonight, they look to make it 7 in a row to start the season. Welcome into the pregame show, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. And Thomas, an outstanding job by the Shuckers last night. They were wire-to-wire leaders, really only had one dangerous spot in the top of the sixth inning, but then used the big bottom of the sixth inning to pull away leads.
Yeah, that sixth inning in general is a massive one. Shout out to Robbie Hitt coming into the ballgame after Andy Otero in five-plus innings, but allowed a single and a hit by pitch, which would bring the tying run to the plate at the time, and Hitt would get the next three men and get all three outs in that sixth inning. And in the bottom half of the inning, again, it looked like that inning was going to cruise by, but Gabe Holt fighting off a tough AB, singling up the middle, and then, the floodgates broke open. Devaney RBI double, Diaz two-run home run, and just like that, three-run inning, and the Shuckers were on the way to completing a win.
Well, it was one of two hits in the game for Brent Diaz. We had him on the postgame, but let's go ahead and get him on the pregame. He is our guest when we return next. Plus, we'll have starting lineups and first pitch. All of that as we get you rolling here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game, using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers neat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zero alongside Shuckers catcher Brent Diaz. Brent, we kind of got cut off short yesterday in the postgame, so I'm glad we get a chance to talk. Thanks for coming on the pregame.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to be on here and look forward to answering your questions.
Well, let's talk about yesterday's game. You club your first home run of the season and get and pull in three RBIs as well. It's got to be feel really good to get that first home run on the board.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But I think it's also a testament to my teammates, you know, putting me in a position to be successful as well. You know, one through nine, I feel like we have a really good lineup. And again, it's a lot of tough ABs. So it's I feel like it's pretty can be pretty tough for the opposing pitcher and stuff. So, again, I think my success is just a testament to my teammates putting it together good at bats and swinging the bat well, you know. So
Gabe Holt the other night had a 12-pitch at bat in the ninth inning, ultimately leading to the walk-off walk. As well, and you were teammates with Gabe last year, so in here in Biloxi for your second year, what's it feel to be back here on the Gulf Coast?
Oh, I mean, I'm super happy to be back, you know, especially to see some of the loyal fan base and stuff like that, but it's also nice, you know, to have these interactions, you know, with you, like, you know, we didn't get to do that stuff a lot last year, so it's nice to be getting into the flow of things. It's nice to see, you know, the whole front office is almost completely changed now, too, so it's nice to see new faces, new energy. Obviously we're off to a really good start, but you know, going back to what you talked about with Gabe Holt, then that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's, you don't see those things, you know, on the stat sheet or whatever, but you know, a 12 pitch at bat, his relentlessness, you know, in the box to push it to a walk. Well, that makes the guy tired. And, you know, we end up winning on a walk-off walk, you know, which helps. And, you know, Lutz obviously gets the credit there, but it's at bats like that, that what I'm talking about is we just keep passing it to the next guy. And it just shows the relentlessness of this team.
Yeah, really next man up. And I know from what Garrett Green tells me last year, you know, didn't get to have these interactions, so it's nice to be able to roam through the clubhouse again and just to see some friendly faces for sure. You caught a number of different arms yesterday and talking about some of those returners, but really Andy Otero stood out, 5-plus innings, and Robbie Hick coming in, and it's been fun to watch this year. What's it like to catch some of those guys from last year, but just in general some of these arms on this pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's very exciting. We have a really good staff and a really good pen, but I think it's a credit to those guys and you know, those guys that have been here before and they're here again. They're experienced, they know what they're trying to do, and we look at the game plans and stuff and basically just executing off that. But I think it's a testament to that. You know, it's Otero threw the ball great, comes out with runners on first and second, and credit to Robbie Hitt, you know, leaving him there, you know, which is a really good, and that's what we talk about, being good teammates, picking guys up. You know, I think that's really big. And then just passing the baton. Robbie does his job, gives it to JT. JT does a great job, give it to Venara, and he closes the door out, you know. So it's those guys knowing their role and being prepared for it. And I think it's just showing early in the season.
Let's talk about you specifically for a moment. Charlie Green, one of the Brewers roving coordinators, is here. What's he been working with you a little bit over the last few days of the series?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we've been working on is just working on some of our throws to second base. I think that's been the emphasis, really. Obviously, there's a number of things that you want to work on, but, you know, when Charlie comes in, it's kind of a let's focus on a couple things that we can improve on, especially when we're working, you know, as a group, like me, Reitz, and Kale. And yeah, we've been working on that, and go figure, you know, first inning of the game, guys steals, and all that hard work that we're putting in, you know, shows in that result. But I mean, again, I can't say enough about Charlie Green. I think the world of him. I mean, he's helped me so much in my career and continues to help me and push me. So I'm very grateful, very happy to have him in town, especially the first week. But yeah, I mean, everything I do behind the plate, at least that's come professionally, has really been a credit to him. And again, I think the world of him, and he's really helped me.
Any specific goals you've set into motion for this year?
You know, I think for me, it's just enjoying it. You know, for me, I think I struggled last year, and it was tough for me more mentally. And this year, I just, you know, I'm not going to put that pressure on myself. I think I'm going to be who I am, which is really important to me, and that's being a great teammate. It's being a good competitor, but it's also being a very, you know, compassionate individual, and that's who I am. And I care more about how my teammates are doing and how, you know, they're performing than I do about myself. So how selfless can I be, I think, is going to be my goal. Kind of just came to me now talking to you, you know. But yeah, man, that's it for me, especially as a catcher in my position. It's, man, what can I do to put those guys in a position to be successful? And I think that's what I'm looking forward to this year.
Well, while the rest of the team was getting here to Biloxi and starting to
practice a little bit. You were still out in Arizona with the big league club, hitting a home run as well. You know, Brian Anderson getting to call your home run, the Milwaukee Brewers TV guy. What was it like to be in a big league clubhouse and playing a big league spring training game?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously it was a great experience, but I think the thing for me is that it feels attainable, you know, and I think that's really in minor leagues can be a little bit different and stuff, but feeling like, hey, man, I can play with these guys, or, hey, you know, I can do the things and I can get to that level, you know, and it leaves you hungry. You know, it leaves you hungry and it leaves you saying, okay, well, how does a big league guy prepare for the game? You know, watching Nervais, how does he prepare? How did Severino try to prepare for the game? You know, well, what is, you know, Council trying to do? Well, why are we doing this in situations? Like, obviously the experience is great. You know, like, I mean, we played the last game against the Royals and I trained with Salvador Perez in 2019 for a long time. And I told him, man, it's such an honor to play with you. Like, I was getting emotional and stuff, you know, but I think just stuff like that, like, man, obviously it was a great opportunity. I'm thankful for the Brewers for allowing me to do that. But, yeah, man, I think the biggest thing is it shows, hey, what does it take to be a big leaguer on a daily level? And then how can I prepare here in the minor leagues to get there?
Oh, there you go. We hope to see you soon there one day in Milwaukee. Brent Diaz, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Thomas. Looking forward to it.
I'll line up some more coming up just after the break as the Shuckers pregame show rolls on.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid.
Looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside as we roll along on the pregame. And let's go ahead and set the starting lineups for this evening, starting with the visiting Mississippi Braves. And for that, here's Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Michael Harris, the center fielder, batting leadoff. Again, a lefty, heavy-dominated lineup. And Harris, one of those lefty, having a good start to the season so far. Again, he's batting leadoff. Jordan Cowan, another lefty, playing shortstop, batting second. Jesse Franklin, the fifth, right fielder in the three spot. Catcher Hendrick Clementina, batting cleanup. Drew Lugbauer, first baseman out of the University of Michigan. And he's followed by C.J. Alexander, third baseman. Luke Waddell, the second baseman out of Georgia Tech, batting seventh. Trey Harris, left fielder, batting eighth, and the designated hitter Jacob Pearson rounds out the order for the M-Braves. Seven of the nine starters are lefty hitters, and Darius Vines, the right-hander, gets the ball today for the M-Braves.
All right, as for the Biloxi Shuckers, this is their starting nine for tonight. Leading off the center fielder, Garrett Mitchell, Felix Valerio at second and hitting second, and the right fielder, Joey Weimer, hits third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Thomas Dillard. Tristan Lutz, the left fielder, batting sixth. Brent Diaz, a night off from catching, but he is the DH. as he hits seventh. Cam Devaney at short, and rounding it all out is the catcher Jackson Reitz. As for the Shuckers, they will send the right-hander Tyler Herb to the mound, 1-0 with a 0 ERA to kick off the season. First pitch is coming up just on the other side. Shuckers and Embraves on a Friday night in Biloxi. It comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscriptions to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
It's the best start to a Biloxi Shuckers season and franchise history, and tonight they look to keep it rolling in game number four of a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers 6-0 coming into this evening. Mississippi Braves 1-5 coming into tonight's contest. Michael Harris II, the center fielder for the Mississippi Braves, will lead it off. He'll be opposed by the 6'3", 220-pound right-hander Tyler Herb. Herb, working from the first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires, and the first pitch is bunted foul, and we're off and going at 6:35 p.m. Central Time this evening. So strike one to Harris, who two nights ago tripled on the very first pitch of the game. Goes with the opposite approach, trying to lay it down here. And it's 0-1. Breaking ball is bounced on the ground, but foul. And so the count is no balls and two strikes to Michael Harris, the second, the center fielder. Tyler Herb on the mound for the Shuckers tonight. 29-year-old right-hander from Pennsylvania. Originally selected by the Seattle Mariners in the 29th round of the 2014 draft out of Coastal Carolina. Signed by the Brewers as a minor league free agent in the 2021 offseason. The 0-2, and that is a little inside with a fastball, possibly high as well. And the count, one ball and two strikes to Michael Harris II, the center fielder. just underway here in the first inning. First batter, Harris. And the 1-2. And that swung through and missed. Change speeds on him, and Harris down swinging. One gone, Jordan Cowan. One of seven lefties in this lineup set to come up for the Braves.
Well, here is a look at how the Shuckers will line up defensively tonight. Start on the outfield, going left to right. Tristan Lutz, Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer on the infield at third base. Ashton McGee, Cam Devaney at shortstop. Felix Valeria at second. Thomas Dillett at first. And Jackson Reed's doing the catching for Tyler Herb.
Jordan Cowan fouls the first one back near the ear hole of Jesse Franklin standing on deck. It's quickly 0-1. Scouting report on Herb. There's a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a curveball. Last season, when he was with the Arkansas Travelers, went 3-6 with a 4.16 ERA. This pitch is a ball. The count is one ball and one strike for the shortstop, Cowan. Herb made 17 appearances. 15 of them were starts. The kick and the 1-1. And a check swing on a fastball low. 92 miles an hour on the gun. And the count is two balls and one strike to the shortstop, Cowan. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is our crew chief, James Jean. Megan Hammond at third. Raul Moreno is over at first. The 2-1. And a fastball is a little high and outside. Quickly 3-1 to Cowan. Remember last night when Megan Hammond was behind the plate, the bottom of the zone was wide open for business. Plenty of guys went down there. We had eight strikeouts looking in the game last night. 3-1. This is fouled off towards the Shuckers dugout. And so the count goes full now to Cowan. Last year for Herb, 84 and a third innings. Gave up 39 runs, walked 15, struck out 85 when he was at Double-A. Right-hander heaves a sigh and his payoff to Cowan. And a breaking ball is fouled back. And so the count will stay at three balls and two strikes to Jordan Cowan. Herb has made one appearance for the Shuckers so far this year. He went four scoreless innings to close out the Shuckers' win against the Wahoos on Sunday, 3-2. This is bounced on the ground but wide of first and foul. Emphatic motions there by Raul Moreno to not leave any doubt. So the long at bat continues for the shortstop, Cowan. Shuckers in their home whites this evening. They have Shuckers written in that Shuckers lettering across the chest in blue. Black numbers and black names on the back of those white jersey tops. The 3-2, and it's inside, ball four. He missed with a slider. First base runner of the game for the Braves. It's to walk to Cowan, and it brings up left-handed hitting Jesse Franklin, the fifth. Meanwhile, for the Mississippi Braves, they are in their road grays this evening. They look like their parent club, the Atlanta Braves. They have Braves written in that crimson lettering across the chest with the tomahawk underneath. Red numbers on the back of those gray jersey tops. They wear gray pants, and they have on the dark navy caps this evening. A man on and one gone, and Herb deals the first one home to Franklin. And that one's hit out into right field, but a few steps in, Weimer grabs it. Runner is off the bag. Here's the throw to first, and it's not quite in time. Boy, Cowan base, he was about halfway between first and second, and Weimer was nearly able to double him up.
Yeah, it's just one of those where you got to know who's playing out in right field. I know we continue to sound like a broken record, but Weimer's got a cannon. And he got a little momentum behind him as well and able to use that momentum to fire a bullet to Thomas Dillett at first base. And I think Cowan just happy and lucky to be back in at first. Would have been a really bad way to end the first inning.
So after an eight-pitch at-bat to Cowan, he needs just one pitch to retire Franklin, and it's Hendrick Clementina. He takes a big sweeping breaking ball at the knees on the inner half for a called strike. It's 0-1. No score between the Shuckers and the Braves. Just underway here on a gorgeous Friday night at MGM Park. 73 degrees at first pitch and mostly clear. The slight breeze coming in from left. 0-1. And this is a busted bat bouncer up the middle. Valerio behind second, bobbles, recovers, and has no throw. I think there was too much traffic in front of him, even with Clementina, the catcher, a little slower down the line. And so a difficult play for Valerio. He's not able to make it. And the Braves have two men on for the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer.
Well, the Shuckers have been fortunate with someone, those hops that have gone their way in those first six games, which they've won them all, and that's just one of those really tough play for either the shortstop Devaney or Valerio to make. If anything, Devaney, the shortstop, but he was playing far from that baseball.
So now 2-1, and it's Lugbauer. And the first pitch fastball, inner edge for a called strike at 92. As it pops the mitt of Reitz. And it's 0-1 to Lugbauer. So Cowan at second, Clementina at first. They have ruled that as a single up the middle for Clementina. Next offer, and Lugbauer goes whiffing over a curveball. And the count is quickly 0-2 to the first baseman for the Braves. Lugbauer so far in this series, 2-for-11, but one of those two was a home run. Drove in a couple. Sent by Herb. Poked out to center field. Mitchell, though, dancing and pretty much stays in one spot. Only back a few steps, and it's a sharp line drive to straightaway center field to retire the side in the first. So the Braves put two on one hit, but leave a pair. And as we head on to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Mississippi Braves nothing. And the Shuckers coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro, as the Shuckers get set to host the Mississippi Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Start at the bottom of the first inning for the Biloxi Shuckers. They hold the Mississippi Braves off the board. So here is the starting lineup that Mike Guerrero has pinned this evening for Biloxi. Leading off is the center fielder Garrett Mitchell. Felix Valerio follows him at second. And Joey Weimer, the right fielder, hits third. In the cleanup spot is the switch hitting first baseman Thomas Dillard. Ashton McGee at third, bats fifth. Tristan Lutz out in left field. Brent Diaz, the designated hitter tonight, hits in the seventh spot. The joints is the catcher, Jackson Reitz. They go opposite the right-hander, Darius Vines, making his second appearance of the year. And the first offer to Mitchell is a fastball outside for a ball, 1-0. Vines, the 6'1", 190-pound right-hander, 23 years old on opening day. Next offer is swung through and missed by Mitchell. Got him to chase over a bending ball. And the count is 1-1. Vines is going to turn 24 here at the end of the month. Has a birthday coming up on April 30th. 1-1, and Mitchell scalds this out into right field for a base hit. Coming over is Harrison. Mitchell is going to motor for second. The throw is in time. Is the tag? It is. And I don't think that the throw beat Mitchell. I think that Mitchell might have come off of the base as he slid in and overslid by a little bit. So Mitchell will get a single. And he is thrown out trying to advance 8-6.
Oh, you could see him right after that ball went on the outfield turf. He tried to stretch it into a double, and you could see he was trying to get the whole way out of the batter's box.
As the first pitch to Valerio misses low and outside for a ball, 1-0. So Michael Harris picks up an assist. No surprise there as the 1-0. And Valerio thinks about it, but holds off on a breaking ball. The count, two balls and no strikes to the second baseman for Biloxi. So between Mitchell, Weimer, Harris, and Harrison left as well, as the 2-0 falls downstairs, it's 3-0. There's some great outfield talent, some really strong arms, and some impressive prospects. in this series between the M-Braves and the Shuckers. 3-0. And a fastball is at the knees on the inner edge for a strike. Valerio took one step across home plate and will stand back in at a 3-1 count.
Yeah, you think Weimer a top 100 player in MLB pipeline, and so is Michael Harris, and Garrett Mitchell not far behind that either.
3-1, and that is outside for ball four. So Valerio reaches for a fifth consecutive time up after he went 4-for-4 last night. Valerio is on base, and Joey Weimer will be the batter.
Let's take a look now at how the Embrays line up defensively tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Trey Harris. Michael Harris, you saw make that throw to throw out Mitchell. In center field, Jesse Franklin in right. On the infield, C.J. Alexander, Jordan Cowan. At shortstop, Luke Waddell at second baseman, Drew Lugbauer at first, and Hendrick Clementina doing the catching tonight for Darius Vines.
First pitch from Vines was a fastball inside for ball one. Valerio a few-step lead off of first. And Vines stretches home the 1-0. And this is hit in the air, a towering fly ball, but that should push foul down the right field line. Lugbauer gives it a look, but that's well into the stands. Wind is going to push balls that way this evening. It's not the strong gust that we saw a few nights ago, but nonetheless, it is blowing pretty much straight from left field. You've been to our ballpark before. You can see the Hard Rock guitar out there in left field. The wind is coming pretty much straight from that towards the right field foul pole. As a check over to first, and Valerio with a dive back in. Dimensions here at MGM Park. It's 325 down the left field line, 350 to straightaway left, 400 to straightaway center, and the same dimensions in right, 350 and 325. 1-1, and Weimer pulls this one down the left field line, but he just got in front of it foul. Plants it on to Kayabet. Weimer just a few milliseconds in front of his second home run of the year. And the count of ball and two strikes to the Shuckers right fielder.
He did that a few nights ago as well, early in the ball game, just pulled it to the left of the foul pole. Tat out in front, as you said.
1-2, and a breaking ball. This is hit through on the left side, a base hit as it goes skipping out into left field. So as he did the other night, Weimer, after he nearly hits a home run, hits a single. And the first three Shuckers have reached. Mitchell was out on the throw, attempting to advance to second. But there are man Thomas Dillard coming to hit.
Yes, and the two ABs we're talking about now, he poked it into right center field. I mean, Joey Weimer, just fun to watch, hit at the plate.
Man in scoring position now for Dillard. Here's the pitch from Vines, and Dillard sends this high into the air, shallow left field, backing up on it and calling for it is Cowan. He's called off at the last minute by Harris, who loses his sunglasses off the back of his head. And it's a pop out the opposite way, the second out in the inning.
And Dillard trying to be aggressive, maybe taking something that Felix Valerio saw yesterday. Valerio swinging a lot of first pitches, and Dillard trying to do the same that time. Just got under it, and when he can connect on some of his early pitches and recognition, dangerous hitter he can be. We know he's got the walk numbers, but he's got some power in that bat as well.
There's another guy who's got good power, Ashton McGee, left-handed hitter, the first pitch. And he hits this one, and it's past the glove of the leaping Cowan out into the left field gap. Valerio is going to score easily. In the third base is Weimer, and the first hit at double A for Ashton McGee is an RBI single. And the Shuckers lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first.
Oh, there's the Ashton McGee, and the reason why he started this season in double A Biloxi, because of his power to go the other way just like that. And almost a terrific play made by Cowan, the shortstop. Just need a little bit more, maybe some moon shoes out there to make the catch at shortstop.
You go four or six springs on the moon shoes.
Maybe six just to get you through it.
Does six count as moon boots then? I think four is moon shoes. So now it's Tristan Lutz. The first offer to him is on the outer half with a slider for a strike. It's 0-1. One run on three hits, no errors for the Shuckers, no runs a hit, no errors for the M-Braves. Runners on the edges with two gone. Vines the right-hander, the 0-1. And Lutz whiffs and misses. Looked like a changeup that time. And the count is 0-2. Scouting report on the right-hander Vines, throws a slider. improve his slider a lot more in 2021. He threw it consistently in the zone. The right-hander, his 0-2. And he throws a breaking ball that misses downstairs. And the count of ball and two strikes to Tristan. Mine's a seventh-round pick by the Atlanta Braves out of Cal State Bakersfield in 2019. Second start of the year, first one. He went five innings, gave up one run against Montgomery. 1-2, and that's a curveball down low. Runner thought about advancing as Weimer took a large secondary lead off of third. He's downstairs at the count is two balls and two strikes to Lutz. Really, for Vines, the signature pitch for him was that big sweeping curveball. And then mixed in the slider more last season. The righty sets and the 2-2. And that's high with a fastball at 92, and the count has run full. Last season, split time between low-A Augusta, where he made 8 starts, and then moved up to high-A Rome, where he finished out the year, made 14 starts there. His numbers at Augusta were amazing. 2-0 with a 2.25 earned run average. 3-2 pitch coming here to Lutz. Runner goes. It swung on and missed, and he threw him a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and Lutz strikes out to bring the bottom of the first inning to a close. But Biloxi plates the first one on the first hit of the season for Ashton McGee. And as we head on to the second inning, it's the Biloxi Shuckers 1 and the Mississippi Braves nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic...
Please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs. Russell,
Russell, Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the second inning, Shuckers leading it 1-0 over the Mississippi Braves. The first pitch misses inside with the right-handed hurler Tyler Herb to C.J. Alexander, the left-handed hitter. Shuckers scoring their run in the bottom of the first inning thanks to an RBI single by the third baseman Ashton McGee. Herb readies and fires. The next pitch is a tight, biting slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is now 1-1 to Alexander. Well, it is our first Fireworks Friday of the season, and it is presented by Waste Pro this evening as the 1-1 is fouled off. And we are thrilled now to be joined by the Regional Director of Government Relations from Waste Pro. Jolene Johnson is here. Jolene, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much, Garrett. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. Shuckers off to a 1-0 lead, so can't ask for much more than that. But obviously, Waste Pro, you guys are a great partner with us here with the Biloxi Shuckers. I know that I see the dumpsters out back as this is bounced over to first. Dillard has it, and he'll go to the bag, one easy out. But I know that you guys obviously provide waste, but I'm sure that for you, there's so much more that goes into your job as well.
Yes, absolutely. Not only do we provide services for commercial entities, we also do it for residential, and that's curbside pickup. So we're a big part of the communities down here, and it's important to us that we care for our communities that we operate in.
So one gone, and here is Luke Waddell, the second baseman, and he chops the first one out to second base. Up with it is Devaney, and it's a quick throw, and two very fast outs for the Shuckers here. Tyler Herb working efficiently. All right, so you talk about residential pickup, and I know that down here on the coast, the first thing that comes to my head is like post-hurricane pickup. But I'm sure that it's more than that for you guys. If someone's looking to schedule a residential pickup, what kinds of things are they looking to get out that you guys can come and pick up and haul away for them?
When you're talking about independent residential pickup, it would be like if they were doing some construction or minor home renovations, or even major home renovations. We do roll-offs and dumpsters and stuff like that. But additionally, we also have the contracts for a lot of the municipalities in this area. So we pick up the regular household garbage, yeah, along with recycling and sometimes the bulky waste as well, and limbs and trees.
Yep. So that's all important stuff that makes sure that we keep our communities nice and clean. And that is one thing that I found about the coast when I got down here, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed, it's 1-2, is the fact that there are so many different unique communities. And so I'm sure that some people think like, well, if you guys provide service over in like Pascagoula, I'm in Long Beach, but I'm sure you guys span across the entire Mississippi coast and maybe even outside of that as well.
Actually, WastePro is in 10 states in our total footprint right now.
Wow.
We're privately owned. We're the fastest growing privately owned company in this industry in the southeastern United States.
Very nice. So you handle government relations. So uh-huh. I'm assuming that means you do deal a lot directly with those municipalities.
Yes.
So, what is it that you do on a day in, day out basis to I'm sure help out these municipalities?
I just make sure that everybody is doing what we're supposed to be doing. And we're also parts of the community. Like, we do the children's events, like the back-to-school fairs. Mm-hmm. We do Earth Day and teach children about recycling when the contracts are for the municipality. Teach everybody about cleaning. We actually just kicked off a big anti-litter campaign with the city of Gulfport. And it's... don't be trashy. My city's not your trash can. So, you know, trying to, because that's where people at home learn the most, is from the kids that come back from school. And so we're in the schools and we're letting the kids know that, you know, the kids know that littering is not right.
It's, yeah,
not the right thing to do.
And it's a massively important thing, is Tyler Herb gets a strikeout there, and that actually brings the top of the second inning to a conclusion. Look, we can just roll on right through into the bottom of the second inning here for just a brief moment. For an anti-littering campaign, I know that for waste disposal specifically, that's big for you guys. One, it makes your job a lot easier, but two, the point of it is sanitation and trying to protect our communities and environmental awareness, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Just we know that everybody enjoys living in a clean community, and that's just one thing that we want to make sure that your things are not floating about, out and about, and looking at just clean when you go down the street.
Exactly. All right. If people want to find out more about residential, commercial, everything that you guys offer to help out, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can contact us at our local number. It's 228-818-5393.
All right. One more time.
228-818-5393.
All right. Awesome. Well, WastePro is a fantastic partner with us. I know that you guys help us. Look, there's a lot of trash that comes out of a ballpark, especially on a big night like tonight. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring our first Fireworks Friday of the season, and we can't wait to have you guys back out for another one. Jolene Johnson,
absolutely.
Thank
it's
you
our
so
pleasure.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, there is Jolene Johnson. She's the Regional Director of Government Relations for WastePro. Coming up, it is the bottom of the second inning. Shuckers leading it 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve ticket information. Stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the second inning, the first pitch misses downstairs to Brent Diaz from the right-hander Darius Vines. Nothing in favor of the Shuckers as Diaz swings through the next offering and misses. And the count is even at a ball and a strike for the Shuckers' designated hitter. One run, three hits, no errors for the Shuckers. No runs, no hit, or one hit and no errors for the Embraves as Tyler Herb dispatches with Mississippi in quick order, gets his second strikeout to end that second inning. And now it's a 2-1 count to Diaz after the next offering missed. Here's the pitch. And a fastball is inside. And the count draws even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Brent Diaz. So a big thanks again to Jolene Johnson, the Regional Director of Government Relations for Waste Pro, as the 2-2 and Diaz swings and misses for a strikeout. So Brent down on strikes. There is that big breaking ball for Vines. And with one gone, Cam Devaney is the batter. Did talk to Jolene in the break. There was just one more thing that they wanted to mention. It's the fact that Waste Pro, like a lot of people, they are hiring right now for drivers and mechanics. So if you're looking to be part of, as she said, one of the fastest growing private residents there, there is an option for you to get involved, as the first pitch is a strike to Cam Devaney at 0-1. But a big thanks again to Waste Pro for partnering with us, as the next pitch to Devaney is swung through and missed. It's 0-2. And of course, sponsoring our first Fireworks Friday of the season, one of 13 fireworks shows for the Biloxi Shuckers during the 2022 season. 0-2 from Vines, and he throws a breaking ball that misses down low. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Cam Devaney. Well, Devaney 3-for-16 early in the season, as Vines brings the hands over the head and the one side around the belt. And the count draws even at two balls and two strikes to Devaney. Thomas Zunzarello back with us. Thomas, thanks so much for ceding your seat for a minute. Always good to have a guest pop in, as the 2-2 swing and a miss. And Darius Vines settling into a nice groove as he has struck out the last three batters that he has faced after giving up the RBI single to Ashton McGee.
Yeah, it's almost like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood in here. Someone, new guest dropping by, and we're going to go say hi. So I said, run to the grocery store, get milk and bread, and come back.
Did you remember the chips?
Forgot them. Got to go back.
Forgot the chips. It's okay. First pitch, fastball. Bottom outside edge for a called strike to Jackson Reitz. It is 0-1. Since you got wheat bread in here and a little bit of salami, as the 0-1 swung over and missed, it's 0-2 very quickly to Reitz.
See, if I was like John Kruk on Sunday Night Baseball, I would have gone down to the concessions, got some food, maybe some good, delicious chicken tenders or something.
0-2 swung on and missed, and Darius Vines quickly dispatches the Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. He strikes out the side, and he's K'd four straight here in two innings for the Mississippi Braves. That sends us on to the third. Shuckers with a 1-0 lead over the Mississippi Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment after we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Action Printing in Pascagoula can provide quality printing for any job, no matter how large or how small. Need 100,000 brochures? No problem. Action's Heidelberg Digital Printing Press can handle the job quickly and efficiently. Need just 10 brochures? Again, no problem. Action's new digital copiers can have the job done in minutes. Since 1976, Action Printing has been known for the highest quality service. That's because Action takes pride in getting the job done to your satisfaction. Action Printing, Market Street in Pascagoula.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
You buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start of the third inning, and the first pitch is rocketed on three hops foul into the stands for a strike to Jacob Pearson. It's 0-1 from the right-hander Tyler Herb. That's three pitches. I owe my broadcast partner to take you through the next couple. Here is Thomas Zunzarello.
Thank you, Garrett. Jacob Pearson, 9-1-2 to work against the right-hander Tyler Herb. Working from the first base side of the rubber. Kicks 0-1. It is loop foul, third base side over the suite level, over towards my car, which if you ever need to fix a windshield, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. If that's your windshield that took a foul ball or any kind of damage, call Glass Doctor 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Breaking ball. Got Jacob Pearson, so back-to-back strikeouts, three now in total for Tyler Herm. Trying to match Darius Vines, who struck out the Shuckers in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Shuckers lead. Ashton McGee, as first pitch, sharply hit up the middle. Cam Devaney to his left field and throws across the diamond to put away Michael Harris to second. Quickly, two gone here in the third. Each team combining for four hits, all coming in the opening inning. And Jordan Cowan, the shortstop who walked his first time, eight pitch at bat, he put up. And a fastball at 89, located on the outside corner for a called strike to Cowan. Pulled off at first on a line drive to right field, and Boomer Cannon right back to the infield. A fastball that time tailing too far inside as Cowan lifts his arms up in the air, 1-1. Slight shift here to the lefty, Cowan. McGee playing in the hole on the left side of the infield, the third baseman, as the 1-1 down and in for ball two. Well, it's Good Friday. It's Jackie Robinson Day. Fireworks Friday. A lot going on here on the Gulf Coast. That's 2-1. Line foul, third base side. And the count back even, two balls and two strikes. And of course, Shuckers baseball. Can't forget about that. 2-2. Breaking ball, laced into left center field gap, and that's down for a hit. Left fielder Lutz cuts it off. He met with Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder. It was placed perfectly in between both of them. And neither could make the play in the air, but both there to cover. And it's a two-out single for Jordan Cowan. So with Cowan aboard, Jesse Franklin tries to keep the line moving here. Hit the ball well his first time around, just lined out right to Joey Weimer. Backdoor curveball missing outside for ball one. Jackson reached the catcher, had to slide his knee pads to the left. Franklin, the number 11 prospect in the Braves system right now. Try to go back to the breaking ball outside. Missed down and away, 2-0. Franklin sure does have power in that bat from the left side. Still no home runs this season for the Seattle Washington native. Open stance from the left side against the ready Herb. 2-0 as Franklin playing towards the foul pole at the warning track makes the catch. Just to the left, the Jackie Robinson sign out there. So Franklin got a good hold of it, just couldn't carry it enough out of the ballpark. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left on base after two and a half here in Biloxi. It's Shuckers 1 and Braves nothing. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit theluxyshuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
In the bottom of the third inning, 1-0 Shuckers. As fastball in the inside corner count. Two balls and one strike to Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder. Darius Vine struck out the side in order in the second inning. Four punch outs through two innings as Mitchell fights it off third base side, the fastball. And the count back even, two balls and two strikes. Sun starting to set here. In Biloxi is the Beau Rivage, the MGM Hotel, just beyond the right center field wall and across the street. We'll start to illuminate the outfield a little bit. And breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Andrew Clementina, the catcher. Count 4-3-2. Mitchell singled in and got thrown out at second, trying to extend it into a double. And 3-2 from Vines as Mitchell pulls it on the ground foul. It was well hit. But a few feet from the white chalk and first baseman Drew Lugbauer. As Mitchell climbs back in the left side. First round pick by the Brewers out of UCLA. California kid. And 3-2 fastball inside, ball four. 92 on the radar gun in right center field. And Garrett Mitchell's on board. His first two at-bats tonight. Drops all the dirty laundry. He's got all sorts and types of protective gear. As he'll lead off of first. Always a threat to steal. Has plus speed. That's one of his best assets. Well, can make him a future big leaguer is Felix Valerio, second baseman, who's been mashing to start. First pitch, slow chopper, left side of the infield, back hit by Alexander, the third baseman, high throw, and Lugbauer couldn't tag Valerio on the backside, an E5 on the throw. Well, not an easy play either for Alexander at third base.
Yeah, he played it calmly, waiting on the ball, loaded up, and then just threw high. How about Raul Moreno, our first base umpire? I don't know if I've ever seen that. They normally do the swipe one way or the other. He just went up with it.
I haven't seen it either. Kind of a first for me. Again, see something new at the ballpark every day. That's it for tonight. Can go home now. As Joe Loomer takes a fastball at the belt for a called strike. And this is a dangerous part of the order. So look, there's 1, 2, and 3 hitters. Mitchell with his speed. Valerio with how he's hitting. Weimer with the power. As Mitchell dancing off of second base. 0-1. Weimer golfs it into shallow right field. First baseman Lundbauer going in towards the bullpen as Franklin, the right fielder, makes the catch and throws it quickly on a line right to Alexander at third. So right where home plate is in the bullpen. Yes, bullpens are in play here. So a foul out for Joey Weimer. First out of this third inning. Runners on first and second. 1-0 Shuckers trying to extend their lead. Vines trying to work around the early trouble this inning. First baseman Thomas Diller, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. As fastball tails high for ball one. Well, Thomas Diller tied for the Southern League lead in walks so far with 8 on the season. Had one yesterday. And 1-0 blocked in the dirt by Clementino. Kept it at his feet. And manageable, it's 2-0. And that's why you see his OPS just under 700 for a guy only batting .158 to start the season. Granted, still within the first 10 games. And now a pickoff towards second base. They have Mitchell throw to third. And they got him. Oh, a spin move from Darius Vines. And Mitchell did all he could. Only thing you can do there is hope that you can beat the throw to third. But a nice swivel pick. And Mitchell's gone for the second out.
Yeah, that was a case where it turned into a foot race between Alexander and Mitchell. And now a throw to first in Valerio in. But that turned into a foot race. And you're thinking if you're Mitchell, you get there before he applies the tag, not just when he touches the base. He's got to actually tag you.
So 2 balls and no strikes on Dillard as a fastball clips the outside corner for a call strike. And now all of a sudden, would look like a very promising inning. Runners on first and second after the E5. And nobody out is turning just Valerio at first and 2 gone. And 2-1, Dillard down front. And it's 2-2. Change up that time. Dillard with the red barrel bat. Holds on his back left shoulder. 2-2. Missing away. Tried the same pitch again. And the count's full at 3-2. Vine searching for his 5th strikeout as Ashton McGee awaits on deck and time called here. Lee Vine stepped off the backside of the rubber. He comes set from the belt, 3-2, as Dillard pops it up behind home plate out of play over towards I-110. Valeria is off on the pitch with it being 2 outs and a full count, excuse me. Three, two again. And Dillard, hard hit ball through the hole on the right side. Pass to diving second baseman Luke Waddell. And Valerio able to scamper into third base. After he was off on the pitch, and runners on the corners with 2 outs.
Just a case where Dillard hit it hard and on the ground and out of the range of the reaching infielders. And Valerio off and moving with a full count and 2 gone. So a golden RBI chance yet again for Ashton McGee.
And we've seen Waddell play shortstop position for most of the start of this series, getting his first start in this series at least, over at second base. And here is Ashton McGee. Drove in the only run so far. Swings at the first pitch, down and in. It gets away from Clementino. And Valerio scoring from third. Now, we've seen everything in this series. A walk-off walk with the bases loaded. And now the second run coming in. That would be a wild pitch. So 2-0 Shucks lead here in the last of the third. The 0-1 coming to McGee. Took something off that time on the changeup. It's 0-2. Well, 2 outs, runner at second base in Thomas Dillard. A as Vines peers into the mid of Clementina. And kicks. Chopper first base side lug. But it was foul as Raul Moreno. Animated is always down there at first base. And so we continue on here with another pitch in this at-bat.
It was really close over at first. I thought it might have actually stayed inside of the chalk as it went over first.
It was awfully close. Especially here with the chalk, you get to see it kick up. Leave a mark.
Well, no paint here.
0-2 to McGee. And fights it off third base side. A jam shot foul into the Braves bullpen just past the tarp. Some fans trying their best, leaning over the railing skills. Oh, he's got it. Well, you see it end horribly sometimes where they fall into falling into the field of the play. It's happened a few times in the major leagues, but well, that fan's got a souvenir. Oh, 2 to McGee, but time is called just before it. Looked like Clementina called at the last second. Vines at 54 pitches, 34 strikes. This will be number 55 ensuing. Here were 2 outs in the bottom of the third.
I think that was an auto ball that they actually called.
So it is, yeah. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And down and in, it's 2-2. So Vines too slow on the pitch clock, and we've noticed that in between innings, and we apologize for coming into back into the half inning and already pitches through because these umpires are on the clock tonight. They'll be counting down 10 seconds, and they're already ready to go on the mound in between innings. 2-2, fastball high, it's 3-2. Which I saw today in minor league baseball, I think it was in Great Lakes, that a run scored on one of the automated balls.
That is tough.
He takes it inside, ball four. Well, Vines leaping up and down on the mound. He thought he had strike three and really wanted. Now Clementina is going to have a word with him.
And I think that's more than anything to try and just keep him cool after a borderline pitch and misses, and to make sure that this doesn't snowball into a big inning. And just to really guarantee that, Bo Henning, the pitching coach, is going to come out and have a quick word.
Well, quick recap of this inning. It's been kind of wacky itself. Garrett Mitchell started with a leadoff walk, and then Felix Valera reaching on an E5. He had runners on first and second, and nobody out. Then Mitchell, or after a Joe Weimer pop out into foul ground in right field, then Mitchell gets picked off a second, 1-6-5. Dillard singles on a 3-2 pitch, which had Valeri in motion, put runners on the corners, and then a wild pitch scoring Valerio to make it 2-0. And Dillard at second, and then they Ashton McGee walk. So that's a recap of this third inning. A little bit of everything we've had. So now it's up to Tristan Lust, the left fielder, trying to drive in another run in this third inning. Well, after the first game or two in Pensacola, it seems like the Shuckers have been playing ahead in almost every game in this series. And first pitch bounces before home plate. Nice block by Clementina. Nice it yesterday they did, scoring early in the ball game. Just a lot easier to be playing ahead. Scored 3 runs in the first 2 innings. Mississippi did hold the lead for a while on Wednesday evening. Shuckers fought back late in that one. Felt like that was the game the Embraves had to have. And 1-0 fastball situated just off the plate for ball two.
And there's some left-handed action out of the pen already for the Embraves.
And maybe that meeting as well, trying to buy a little bit of time to see where this inning does go in his outing. 2-0. And fastball just down below the knees. 3-0. Tuesday as well. Shuckers jumped out two runs in the first inning. So every game but Wednesday of this first four games, the Shuckers have scored in the first inning. And now a time call. All right, it's going to be.
That's an auto ball four.
Auto ball four.
A little less climactic when there isn't actually a pitch thrown for a fourth ball.
I know some of the fans are probably like, what's going on out there? But yet the pitch clock that sits just below the scoreboard starts to wind down. So base is loaded now. Back-to-back walks with two outs here. His first pitch is clubbed deep to left field by Brent Diaz. Forget about it, a home run. Well, we had Brent on the pregame. I think that's a little bit of good juju, but he's now homered in back-to-back games here, and that being a grand slam makes it 6-0.
How hot is Brent Diaz right now? Almost went the natural style. That one hit way high off of the light pole out in left field, and he nearly hit it off of the stadium lights. Back-to-back days with a homer in Brent Diaz, a grand slam for the Shuckers.
Well, he had a grand slam last year against the Tennessee Smokies. And that's what happens. A couple two-out walks. On his first pitch, fastball called strike to Cam Devaney. And the 0-1 is lined right at the shortstop. Cowan didn't have to move quite a bit. But what a big inning for the Shuckers, in which Brent Diaz ends it with a grand slam. Five-run third inning, 6-0. Shuckers after three, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
And we're back to MGM Park, top of the fourth inning. And Braves now trailing 6-0 as grand slam ends the inning with a big bang. First pitch, fastball, rips the inside corner for a called strike on Hendrick Clementina, the catcher. Middle part of the order, you up 4, 5, and 6. As Tyler Herb from the windup, 0-1. And check swing by Clementina, slider called strike on the outside corner, no matter what, by James Jean. Well, Tyler Herb's got to be feeling pretty good on the mound now. His team just provided him a big boost with the bats. And the 0-2 breaker in the dirt blocked by Jackson Reitz. Well, Diaz, that is the 13th grand slam in Shuckers history. Going back to 2015. And 1-2 fastball narrowly on the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. It's 2-2. And the first grand slam for the Shuckers since May of 23rd last year, which was hit by Brent Diaz. And 2-2, swing and a miss. Through the loop, Adam and Clementina down on strikes. That's now four punchouts for Tyler Herb. So things coming full circle for Brent Diaz, which is one of the cool things when we talked about to him in the pregame show today about that home run he hit for the Milwaukee Brewers in spring training. As Drew Lugbauer swings to a first pitch curveball for strike one. It's pretty neat when you get to hear your home run call broadcasted by Brian Anderson, BA. Curveball missing outside. It's 1-1. I'm sure Brent Diaz would love to hear BA's call besides me and Garrett here. As fastball down low, 2-1.
Well, they're going to have to put up with us for just a little bit.
So now baseball comes down from the left field bullpen. That's what Brent was. He was really happy to be doing the interview just because he said, you know, we didn't get to do this type of stuff last year. And I said, yeah, that's what Gary kind of tells me. He's like, it's nice to see some new faces around the clubhouse. New front office is 2-1. Lugbauer can't connect on a slider. It's 2-2. Finishing down and in on Lugbauer. Really tough pitch to hit. 2-2 from Herb. Tried it again. This time it's out of the zone. It's full at 3-2. Trying to tie him up there. And payoff home from Herb. Breaking ball. Ball four as Lugbauer tosses the barrel to the third base dugout. Reitz held it there for a few extra seconds, but to no avail. So one out walk to Drew Lugbauer brings up C.J. Alexander, the third baseman. Deep breath. First pitch fouled off the right foot of Alexander for strike one. The Shuckers club three home runs yesterday, which was a season high, but also their largest margin of victory, which was seven. Off to a good 6-0 start in this one. And the 0-1 home. And fastball fouled off third base side. The count's 0-2. Herb allowing just two hits so far in this one. As the 0-2 is fouled right to the top row of the Shuckers dugout. There's Freddie Zamora backwards off the top step. Lugbauer, slim lead off of first. 0-2. As Alexander puts it in play to the left field line, but that will slice into the pavilion. And so they'll do it again. Urban, his first start of the season. Looking good so far as Alexander pulls it on the ground, foul first base side. Ends up in the Shuckers bullpen. Herb almost acted as a starter in that first appearance. A guy that has been mostly a starter in his minor league career. Spent a number of years in Double A. And the 0-2. Fastball above the letters. 1-2. Said he was drafted by the Mariners, acquired by the San Francisco Giants in a trade for Mike Yastrzemski. Yep, that's Carl's grandson, and Yaz now the everyday right fielder for the San Fran Giants. His 1-2 is lined into right center field and bobbled by Weimer. Lugbear around second base, throw back into the infield, and Devaney just touches it down. Throw is a bit hot and high to Devaney. It allows Alexander to get to second base. I think Weimer's just trying to get it back to the infield towards third base, trying to get Lugbauer. And Devaney attempted to stop it, trying to race over to the second base bag. Instead, just a number of errors compounding. Places runners on second and third with one out in the fourth. Luke Waddell, the lefty against the righty Herb. High chopper over Herb's head. Backhanded by Valeri, the second baseman throws across his body to get Waddell, but it is enough to score Lugbauer from third, and the Braves are on the board in fourth. So it's now a 6-1 ball game in the top of the fourth. Runner at third base and two gone as Alexander will get to third. And first pitch tapped off home plate in front. Reitz fields it in fair play. Easy one for him. He throws to first, and Trey Harris is retired on just one pitch. But the Braves do get a run on the RBI grand out from Luke Waddell. It's now a 6-1 ball game after 3.5 here in Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl party areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-1. A Biloxi Shuckers lead on top of the Mississippi Braves. Thomas Cintrella here at Green Hit with you. Here with you. Couldn't get that out. But a new pitcher on the mound, more importantly, Hayden Deal replaces Darius Vines.
A left-hander Deal coming into a game for the third time this year, all three in relief. Six innings, though, just two hits, one run. It was unearned. Three walks, nine strikeouts in 23 batters faced. So Deal comes in after Vines goes three innings this evening.
Yeah, complete the line for Vines. Three innings, five hits, six runs, just one earned. Walked four and struck out four. Remember, there was an error. Allowed Valeri to reach second batter of the inning. 9-1-2, two up is Deal. First pitch fastball. There's a call strike on the outer half of the plate to Jackson Reitz, the catcher. Well, Diaz DHing, and seems like a good move for Mike Guerrero. Provides some heavy lifting last inning. And the 0-1 check swing by Reitz leaves it off the plate, though. And the count back even at 1-1. And one hops in of the catcher Clementina's men. It's 2-1. Deal getting working on Tuesday in the opener. Came in after Alan Rangel went just an inning and two-thirds. And 2-1, Reitz gets a piece of it. Bounces a third base side foul. 2-2. Maybe that's what deals here to deal length in this ballgame to at least get Bruce Krabs' ball club to the middle innings. You would think that deal is going to go at least two here tonight. Two balls and two strikes to Jackson Reitz. Right-hander against the lefty, Hayden Deal. And Reitz slides it back to the screen to stay alive. So coming into today, there are just two teams in all minor league baseball that are 6-0. Shuckers are one of them. The other one being the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and they're just underway at home against the Jupiter Hammerheads, the Marlins High affiliate. Or the low-A affiliate.
Yeah, still not used to the Florida State League not being high-A.
Yeah, it's just toying with my brain right now.
Yeah, we get another year to adjust to it.
Deals 2-2. Breaking ball up and away. And count full of 3-2 as Gary Mitchell waits on deck. Also, the Mighty Muscles used to be the Fort Myers Miracle. And 3-2, broken bat, blooper into shallow right field. Long run for Waddell, and a dive. Jesse Franklin slides on his bottom, just avoiding Luke Waddell, the second baseman. Beautiful play, though, by Jesse Franklin for the first down.
Well, there is a lot that happened on that one. The busted bat, the barrel went flying past the pitcher Deal, and then an incredible run by Franklin, not only to slide in and make the catch, but also avoid Waddell and get the first down of the inning.
So Reitz retired in what almost looked like going to be a Texas League single. Instead, just an F9 as Garrett Mitchell, lefty against the lefty Deal. Watches a fastball called strike inside corner for a strike. Deal not overpowering. Brady is with that fastball. And 0-1 goes right back to an outside corner called strike. 0-2. Made in North Carolina native, playing at Presbyterian. A 27-year-old Deal, the 0-2. And a breaking ball, Mitchell foul tips it, but right into the mitt of Clementino. And Deal's got his first strikeout tonight. Two gone in the inning. Base is empty, two gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. 6-1, Shuckers. Felix Valerio reached on E5 his last at-bat just an inning ago. And a fastball in the upper echelon of the zone called strike. Valerio perfect 4-for-4 day last night. And the 0-1 is sliced foul first base side over the seats. Just missing the beer garden down there. It's 0-2. I think that'd be the great promo, I think. You need, if somebody goes 4-for-4, the whole stadium gets a free 4-for-4 voucher at a Wendy's. As the 0-2, Valerio. Ground ball up the middle. Cowan shortstop to his left. He'll throw out Valerio. No, 4-for-4 for him tonight. 6-3 put out. Hayden Deal comes in. Tosses a 1-2-3 fourth inning to end things here at MGM. 6-1, Shuckers on top. You're listening to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to UnitedWay.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Rocket Pest Control is now Alliance Pest Control. With over 40 years of serving the Gulf Coast, helping residents with pest and termite problems. If you're building a new home or business or need pest control service for your existing property, Alliance is the one to call. Local folks with the knowledge to get the job done right. Alliance Pest Control is also the expert to call for soil treatment with new construction. Call them today at 228-215-3117. That's 228-215-3117. Alliance Pest Control.
And we're back here at MGM Park as first pitch swinging. Jacob Pearson moves it down the left field line. He scampers into second base. Lead off double. Still 30 seconds to go on the pitch clock in between innings, and the umpire said we're going to get underway. And with that, going to send it back to Garrett Green for play-by-play. Oh, you a pitch and a play.
No, there. Okay, so I'm going to count that as we're level. It was three pitches from me to you, so let's say that's one for the pitch and then one for each base that Pearson got, and 6 games in, we're square. Not square here. Shuckers leading at 6-1. Michael Harris the second. Slices this one out of play over on the left side for a foul ball, strike one. Shuckers using a big bottom of the third inning, a five-run frame. They got one run on a wild pitch, and then a single, two walks, low to the bases, and Brent Diaz with a grand slam. First of the season for the Shuckers to give them a 6-0 advantage. The fourth inning, as that is on the inner edge for a strike at 90. And the count is now 0-2 to Michael Harris, the second. Harris 0-2 tonight. Grounded out back in the third and struck out back in the first. Herb, ready to deal. And the right-hander, the 0-2. And that is hit pretty well out towards straightaway center field. Mitchell on his horse, looking up, and it's off the base of the wall. Long hold at second for Pearson. He will come around, and he is going to have to hold up at third base. So Harris comes in at second, and on a ball that was hit to the base of the sign, in straightaway center field, Pearson does not score. Michael Harris is saying, what do I have to do to get an RBI here? Absolutely tattooed that one to straightaway center field, and now there are runners on second and third, and nobody out, and here is Jordan Cowan.
Yeah, it's already tough enough for a leadoff guy to get those RBIs. And it looked like that ball almost going to carry out of here. It was going to be one of the two. It's going to be a home run. Or Garrett Mitchell, I thought, was going to make that play. We've seen him do it so many times already this year in the brief start of the season.
Shuckers infield plays back. They'll give up the run for the out. First pitch, and this is hit the opposite way out into left field. A base hit. And to score easily is Pearson. Harris holds up as Lutz brings the throw in. But it's three straight hits off of Tyler Herb in the fifth inning, and the Embraves have gotten one back. They trail it 6-2 now, and Mike Guerrero out of the dugout. Right-hander Luis Contreras was getting warm, and Guerrero has already pointed down to the bullpen. So that is going to be it for Tyler Herb. He's going to depart with men on the corners, and nobody gone. New hurler into the ballgame. We'll tell you who it is on the other side. Shuckers leading it 6-2 here in the top of the fifth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the top of the fifth inning. They lead it 6-2, men on the edges and nobody going in. The right hitter Luis Contreras comes into the ballgame for Biloxi.
Yeah, right-hander Contreras, as you said, 25 years of age, pitched last Saturday in Pensacola, went 2 2/3 innings, allowed just one hit. But the one hit was a home run. It hit 2 batters, allowed 3 runs, did strike out 5, though.
So he comes in with men on the edges and nobody gone, and he gets the 3-hole hitter, Jesse Franklin, the fifth. The set down the first offer, and Franklin takes a healthy swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It is 0-1. So the inning started with a double by Jacob Pearson. Michael Harris then doubled to straightaway center field, and then a single by Cowan into the day for Herb. Contreras the 0-1. And he misses upstairs with another pitch. The count, 1-1 to Franklin. Franklin so far well. Joey Weimer has been his nemesis. Hit one right at Weimer in the first, and then Joey chasing one down towards the right field corner back in the third. The 1-1, and he waves and misses at an elevated breaking ball away. And the count is no balls and 2 strikes for the right fielder, Franklin.
Especially after Franklin's last at-bat, definitely on danger watch, flew out to the warning track in right field.
Contreras readies and his 1-2 dealing. And it swung on and missed. Dialed up a high heater, and Franklin is down on strikes. So big there for Contreras to come in and get a K. Gone and Hendrick Clementina the batter. And now a great opportunity potentially for a double play here for the Shuckers if they can get Clementina to hit something on the ground. Contreras deals home. The first one is low and outside for a ball, 1-0.
Well, that could be the start of something going well for the Shuckers on the mound tonight. And really, that's kind of been the theme this season. I know Brent Diaz talked about a little bit as well in the pregame, him talking about Robbie hit last night because we talked about him coming in the sixth inning in a big spot, just like this one.
1-0. And a late cut and a miss. Oh, a fastball in around the hands. 90 miles an hour. The count is 1-1 to Clementina. I heard Brent say the phrase, next man up, teammate picks you up when you need them to. Runner at first is Cowan, man at third is Harris. Contreras, the 1-1. And that is too tall with a fastball. 2-1, the count to Clementina. Clementina 1-for-2 tonight, singled up the middle back in the first and was a strikeout victim his last time up to lead off the fourth inning. Contreras sets belt high. And the 2-1. And another cut and a miss. That time he threw him an elevated breaking ball. And so the count draws even at 2-2. And time is called at home. Contreras shake. And the delivery. Hit in the air down the right field line, foul. A good crowd on hand for a Friday night here at MGM Park. First fireworks Friday of the year. Shuckers will head on the road next after they wrap up a weekend Saturday, Sunday against the Zim Braves. Contreras, again the 2-2. And a check swing inside edge. No swing is the call. And so the count has run full to Clementina, who holds off. 6:35 start time tomorrow night between these two squads. Shuckers are slated to send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound. Meanwhile, the lefty Jared Schuster will take the hill for the M-Raves. 3-2. And a fastball's on the inner edge for a called third strike. He rings up Clementina looking. So a big strikeout for Contreras, back-to-back Ks. And with two gone, it'll be Drew Lugbauer.
Well, that's why you bring in Luis Contreras, because he's got the swing and miss stuff and able to paint the corner that time. Especially with runners on the corners and nobody out, you're trying to limit the damage, and getting a few punch-outs doesn't help your cause.
Contreras first pitch to Lugbauer, and he waves and misses over a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1.
Does it hurt your cause, I should say?
It does not. Again, there are times where you really want that strikeout. Set down the pitch, and another swing and a miss. This time he threw a fastball by him on the outer half. And it's 0-2. Runner at third is Harris. Runner at first is Cowan. Two gone, and the Shuckers leading it 6-2, but the M-Braves threatening. The kick and the 0-2, and that one nearly hit him. And actually, they're going to say it does. Lugbauer didn't say that he was hit by a pitch. He was ready to stand back in, and the home plate umpire, James Jean, said, no, it caught your jersey. And for the first time this year, Mike Guerrero is going to come out and have a conversation. Get another look at it here. Tough to see.
I heard a little of Nick of something, but I think the way that Lugbauer reacted, the only man that knows if he got hit is on at first base right now.
So a hit by pitch loads the bases and brings up C.J. Alexander. So a tight fastball, and that's really tough when you consider Contreras was ahead in the count 0-2. First pitch, fastball is tall at 90. For ball one to Alexander. Alexander, his last time up, singled out into right field. Center fielder Mitchell is straight away. Weimer is deep in right, shaded towards straight away. 1-0. And a breaking ball is high and away. Two balls and no strikes now to Alexander. Third baseman McGee is playing where you would normally see a shortstop. Up just a little bit for where a right-handed hitter would be, but Alexander the lefty. And pretty much straight up the middle is Devaney, just a few steps to the left of second. 2-0. And a fastball dots the outer edge. And the count is 2-1 now to Alexander. Alexander is first time up, a ground out to first. Three unassisted for Thomas Dillard. That was when he faced Tyler Herb, who threw 4-plus today. By now, Contreras trying to strand two inherited runners and a third he put on base. The 2-1. And the fastball's high and outside, and it's run to 3-1 with nowhere to put C.J. Alexander. So Contreras has to come at him with something here. The set and the 3-1. This is fouled off left side. So the count will go full now. Reminder, there are two outs by everybody in the Shuckers outfield, so out at any base if you can. Action pitch. Contreras, the 3-2. Busted bat, flare. Devaney started back, comes on, reaches up and makes the grab, and Luis Contreras strands the bases loaded in the top of the fifth inning. But the M-Braves do get one on the RBI single by Jordan Cowan. And as we head on to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Shuckers 6 and the Mississippi Braves 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro as the Shuckers Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today.
Home half of the fifth inning, Shuckers leading the M-Braves 6-2. Joey Weimer fouls off the first one from the left-hander Hayden Deal and takes the next one low for a ball. It's even at 1-1 to the Shuckers right fielder. Deal out for his second inning of work, the 1-1. And Weimer takes outside with a breaker. And the count is 2-1 to Joey. Weimer 1-2 in the game today. Deal, the 2-1, and Weimer bounces this foul over on the third base side. The count draws even at 2-2. Weimer nearly hit his second home run back in the first inning. It was a long foul ball, and he came back and ripped one through the left side. Ultimately set the stage for Ashton McGee, who drove in the first run of the game for Biloxi in the bottom of the first. Deal knocks home the 2-2, and a swing and a miss. He threw him a slider on his back foot. And Weimer was unable to hold up. With one gone, it'll be Thomas Dillon.
Well, just a nasty pitch down and in. Down to Weimer. A tough place to hit from a left-hander to a righty hitter.
So one gone, and here's Dillard, who will flip around. And that is upstairs for a ball 1-0. Hey, a reminder, if you want to get in touch with us, you can shoot us a text at 601-514-0766. The pinch. And that's hit high with foul. Dillard was just in front of that one. That's a souvenir. And the count is now 1-1. And I got that wrong. It's 601-514-0776. Two sevens. 601-514-0776. The 1-1. And Diller loops this in the air. Right side of the diamond. Backing up into the outfield is Waddell. Into the lagoon out there. And he reaches up and makes the grab. And so Diller goes from near home run to pop out. And very quickly there are two gone here in the fifth.
Well, Dill's been a nice calming presence for the Embrays. Remember that chaotic third inning where Darius Vines only allowed one earned run tonight, six runs in total, and Dill's been nothing but lights out, retiring the first 5 men that he's faced.
So now with two gone, here is Ashton McGee, who's reached both times tonight as he takes one low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Ashton got his first hit at AA. It was an RBI single back in the first. Drew one of the four walks that Darius Vines issued, three of them in the third as the 1-0. is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Before Brent Diaz hit a grand slam, part of a five-run third for the Shuckers. In Braves, trying to build a picket fence. They got one in the fourth and one in the top of this inning. Two gone and the bases empty. Shuckers leading 6-2. The 2-0. And McGee watches it go by for a strike. And the count is now 2-1. Text comes in on the text line. It's your go-to lunch on game day. Thomas, you're a bring-your-own-lunch-on-game-day kind of guy, right?
Yeah, bringing the hard hat as well, lunch pail.
Got to get to that. 2-1. That's inside. The count is 3-1. I'd like to go over to this little spot called Renee's Deli. I think they're only open Monday through Thursday now, but they're in Biloxi. They're right there by like Adventures and Half Shell and everything. 3-1. That shot the opposite way foul. I like to go over there, but then I live over in Gulfport and have a dog that I have to let out at lunch sometimes. And I'm having to do that. Generally, it's any of the fast food spots that are on Beach Boulevard between here and Cowan-Lorain. 3-2. And it is taken low and outside for ball four. That is a good take by Ashton McGee, who's been on base all three times tonight. That's the first base runner that Hayden Deal has allowed. It's a two-out walk, and it brings up Tristan Luntz.
As you know, a lunch spot's good. It's only open Monday through Thursday. Yeah. It opened for like 3 or 4 hours.
And you don't even know this. They are open 11. It's either 10 or 11 to 2, and that's it. Now they do great po' boys. I took you over there for lunch, I think, the first day that you were here working.
First day I was here.
It was a lot colder.
Let's go, Team
Money! Warm for me.
So here's Luntz. Set on the offer. And the first pitch is low and inside for a ball 1-0. So, yeah, that's one of our go-to spots on a game day.
That's what I'm telling you. When you got to get up to New York City and you got the bodegas open 24-7 with some deli sandwiches.
I have never been to a bodega before. I want to. See bodega cats all over the internet, and I say, all right, I got to find out what this is about. We're on first is McGee and the 1-0. That's in tight. Two balls and no strikes to Luntz, who got an automatic ball four that put him on base back in the third and set the stage for the Brent Diaz grand slam.
Yeah, our first kind of automatic balls we've seen this season, and we've had, what, two or three of them tonight?
Two of them to Darius Vines, who gave up six runs in this game, but only one of them was earned on five hits, four walks, and four strikeouts. You can get in touch with us on the text with Booth line, 601-514-0776. Two going on the road together this year. And that's a very short answer. Yes. Set and the 2-0. And Luntz takes one on the inner edge for a strike. He'll be able to zone it back in. We were in Pensacola for the opening series. That was a very short trip, just an hour and 45 minutes down the road to get to Blue Wahoo Stadium. Set and the 2-1. Luntz muscles this the opposite way. Foul. And a great catch by a young fan down there.
He
is fired up. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Bring the glove, make the play. What a catch.
A little jump in there, too. Leaning back. Not easy.
Doesn't go over the seat. Set and the 2-2. And Luntz takes high. The count has run full. So what, we had the one-handed catch. Is that two nights ago that was down the third baseline? Oh, no, that was last night.
Might be last night, yeah. I think just the nonchalant.
Back-to-back catches have been very good by the faithful here at MGM Park. Deal with a full count and two gone, the 3-2. And Luntz hits this hard on the ground, but a chopper fielded around the shoes by Cowan comes up with a strong throw. And it's in time to retire Luntz. So the Shuckers get a two-out base runner, but nothing else in the bottom of the fifth. We move on to the sixth. It's still the Shuckers 6, and the Mississippi Braves, too, on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you take a healthy stand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the sixth inning here in Biloxi. Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 6-2. It's the bottom third of the order. Luke Waddell leads it off for the M Braves, and he takes a big sweeping breaking ball at 68 miles an hour. And this is outside for ball one from the righty Luis Contreras. Contreras, the one ball pitch, and he locates the zone this time with an off speed. 1-1 to Waddell. Waddell 0-for-2 tonight, but he does have an RBI. Had an RBI groundout his last time up in the fourth. 1-1, and he hits this off the side of the mound. It goes skipping out to Devaney, who collects and throws, and Dillard barely has to move his glove off to the left side to haul it in. 6-3 for the out. One gone, and Trey Harris the batter.
You know, Cam Devaney at shortstop has really come along here. I know it's only been in seventh game of the season now, but from that opening few games where the defense a little bit shaky from the Shuckers, they've started to really come around.
So now it's Trey Habs, the knees for his strike. It's 0-1. Well, this comes in on the text, the booth line, 601-514-0776, as the 0-1, and Harris takes a cut and a miss at a fastball. It is 0-2. What's your favorite ballpark on the road? Thomas, it's a short answer for you.
Pensacola, it's the one I've been to.
0-2. Fastball inside, 1-2. I'll ask you what your favorite Pioneer League park was last year. That's where you were up in.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to say out of everything, I have to say Ogden, I think.
That is, you know, people who go to the Pioneer League, that is what they generally come away saying. 1-2 is in the dirt, it's 2-2.
The best part is because our hotel is right across the street from the ballpark, so you just walk right over, just like how team here, when they come and stay at the DoubleTree right next door, they can just walk on over to MGM Park. And
2-2. And this is weakly hit, two-hopper. Devaney awkwardly collects it, but fires strongly to first, and even with Harris charging down the line, he's out, and Devaney, busy defensive half inning, gets the first two outs, and it's Jacob Pearson. Now, that's how it is here as well in Kodak, just outside of Knoxville with Tennessee. That's the closest hotel. You literally walk down the hill that the hotel is on to get to the ballpark. There's no bus that goes to the ballpark in Tennessee. As the pitcher misses high and outside for a ball, 1-0. I think the only time that they bring it is if it's raining for some reason. But otherwise, bus driver has to get you there. It's the longest haul in the league for us. As the 1-0 is outside, it's two balls and no strikes to Pearson, who doubled and scored a run his last time up in the fifth inning. Shuckers leading at 6-2 in the top of the sixth. Two gone and the bags emptying for the right-hander Contreras. The 2-0, and a big cut and a miss. 2-1. Yeah, the bus driver just gets us there, and then he gets 6 days off.
That's what it was at Ogden, yeah, I think. Yeah. Here, bus driver Freddie. Started driving out of Salt Lake City. I mean, he was snoozing, I think, half the time.
2-1. And that skips in through an off-speed that was a 56-footer. The count is now 3-1 to Pearson. Now, I would have to say that my favorite ballpark on the road, I mean, they're all good in this league, but Birmingham, where we're about to go, is probably my favorite road park. 3-1 is a muscle shot in the air. Foul ground, long run over. McGee slides feet first, and he's not able to get to it, as that was a high enough pop-up to give them a chance, but low enough that it didn't hang.
Looking like Brett Phillips there the other night, former Shucker, except the pop was a little more higher up, but almost sliding into the third base dugout area, feet first. And
Brett Phillips getting a chance to be a pitcher as the 3-2 is a check swing tapper foul. And so the count will stay at 3-2 and had a play where a ball was popped up pretty much at the railing over there at the trop. And he went sprinting over and went sliding feet first about at the edge of the warning track and made the catch. I'll say it now. Another pitcher has to make a better play in order to qualify for the Gold Glove this year. 3-2. And it's high and outside for ball four. First walk for Contreras. And on with two gone, and the lineup turns back over to Michael Harris, the second.
Well, did you hear Dallas Braden? He's the color commentator for the Oakland A's games, obviously. Pitch for the Oakland A's, and his call afterwards, after the play-by-play man knew, I don't know who does it for the A's, but I think they knew that Dallas Braden, because obviously he's a pitcher. He knows how tough a play that was. Obviously, Phillips not your prototypical pitcher, but I think just the excitement that Dallas Braden was bringing, it was just, it was funny.
First pitch, fastball bears down on the inside edge for a strike. It's 0-1 to Michael Harris, the second, who's 1-for-3 tonight, doubled his last time up. Hit it off the base of the center field wall. Well, the first is Pearson, and the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. Oh, that slow curveball. The count is 0-2. And of course, Brett Phillips getting plenty of attention last season for his relief appearance that he had against the Blue Jays in an absolute blowout that the Rays had there in Toronto. As the 0-2 is high and outside, overcooked a fastball. And the count is a ball and two strikes now to Harris. People forget, though, that while Brett Phillips makes highlights for, you know, the goofy things that he does, which is why he is such Phillips is still a very good everyday player. Pickoff throw over to first and a dive back in by the runner at first, Pearson. Had another great moment the other night where the 8-year-old girl who was out there who was suffering from cancer, she threw out the first pitch. And then while they were interviewing her on Valley Sports Tampa, Phillips hit a homer. This is bounced on the ground. Devaney, who else throws to first? And Cam Devaney starts all three outs in this inning for the Shuckers. And just a two-out walk for Contreras in the sixth. We move on to the home half of the sixth inning. It's still the Biloxi Shuckers 6 and the Mississippi Braves 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed shirt every week. Join us on April 26th for an exclusive Shuckers space-themed tee presented by the People's Bank.
Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at Biloxi Shucker.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Diaz leads it off for the Shuckers, and he slices one foul and out of play for a strike to get things going in the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers leading it 6-2. And a new hurler on the mound for the Mississippi Braves. It's line hitter Odolvy Javier.
Yeah, Javier making his second appearance of the series.
As the 0-1 is inside.
He's 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA on the season. Pitching in his third game. Pitched on Tuesday night, inning and two thirds, gave him an unearned run.
That one comes in and it hits Diaz on his forearm, and Brent's always happy to get on base. He was in the top seven in hit by pitch last year for the Southern League, the Double A South last year. I'm going to call it the Southern League still because I can't keep going back and forth.
I think we're just going to call it Southern League last year, Southern League forever.
Yeah, Southern League forever.
Texas forever, Southern League forever.
Glad to have the old league names back for sure. So now a man on and Cam Devaney the hitter. Javier deals. And the first pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah. Take a look at Brent Diaz. That was really one of his calling cards his last year that he was at Louisiana Tech. I think he was top three in the nation and hit by pitches. Look out, this one is right over our heads and out of play.
I don't think it's coming back, unfortunately.
And a 1-1 now. Field falling fast, and Harris can't get to it. It's down for a base hit. So Cam Devaney singles out in the left. And all of a sudden, there are two men on with nobody gone, and Jackson Reed's coming to bat.
Well, this is the part of the order that did a lot of damage yesterday. Cam Devaney, RBI double. He had in the sixth yesterday. Diaz home run, and it's and these two guys, once again, doing a lot of the human's work in the bottom part of this order.
And the M-Braves really took advantage of the Shuckers' bottom of the order a couple of nights ago, but they have picked it up the last few nights. Reitz hits this one on the ground. A two-hopper from an E. The shortstop to second for one. The relay to throw to first is in time. And it turns into a 6-4-3 twin killing. Nicely turned from Cowan to Waddell to Lundbauer. That is Javier's best friend.
Yeah, just what the doctor ordered there. And they must need it. He need trying to limit the Shuckers. They've chipped away a little bit quite nicely here since that five-run third inning, around the fourth and a run in the fifth, and have been shut out the last two innings the Shuckers have, so need to try to limit the damage here.
Diaz at third, and now it's Garrett Mitchell, and he takes the first pitch strike at 94 at the bottom of the zone. 0-1. Mitchell, one for two tonight with a single and a strikeout. He also drew a walk. Set and the 0-1. And Mitchell lashes this one the opposite way, foul. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Garrett. Mitchell thrown out trying to stretch his single into a double back in the first inning. Walked and was caught attempting to steal third in the third. RBI chance here. And Javier's 0-2. Mitchell fouls it straight back. Came in around the hands at 94. And so the count stays at no balls and two strikes to Garrett Mitchell. Well, Odolvy Javier last year was a really good starter, especially whenever the Shuckers saw him. 0-2. And that's taken down low. It skips away, and Diaz is going to race it. So a wild pitch allows a run to score for the second time tonight, and the Shuckers get one of those single tallies back. It's now 7-2 here in the home half of the sixth.
And that's the biggest crusher. You hit the right on the nail on the head. Really, his second run scoring on a wild pitch tonight.
1-2, backdoor breaking ball misses. And so the count of ball and two strikes now. Check that 2-2 to Garrett Mitchell. The 2-2. Mitchell fouls this one off. Garrett staying alive. But the point that I was about to make there, last season, Odolny Javier as a starter, 5-3 with a 2.40 ERA. As a reliever, 0-1 with a 6.19. 2-2. And Mitchell can't catch up to a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside edge. And it's the first strikeout for Javier. However, the Shuckers get one back on a hit-by-pitch, a single, a double play, and a wild pitch. And as we move on to the seventh inning, it's the Shuckers 7 and the Mississippi Braves 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery, specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Start of the seventh inning. The Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 7-2. It'll be 2-3-4 going here for the M-Braves. And to tell you all about it here in the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. In top of the seventh inning, 7-2 Shuckers. Luis Contreras right here on the mound to face the 2-3-4 hitters in this M-Braves lineup. Jordan Cowan, the shortstop. We'll get things rolling as first pitch curveball missing high above the letters for ball one. Well, Contreras came in for Tyler Herb. He pitched into the fifth inning tonight. Went four-plus innings as 1-0 fastball. Just missing down and in. 2-0 on Cowan. So Contreras have a nice outing so far. As comes set. 2-0 fastball called strike on the outer half of the plate. To Cowan, who's having a excellent evening so far. 2-for-2, been on base all three times tonight. RBI single in the fifth inning. Walked initially in the first. As broken bat, one hopper back in it by Dillard at first. Hiller hand toss to Contreras covering the bag. And a 3-1 put out on Cowan. Look at Contreras' line so far. 2 1/3 innings has yet to allow a hit. Just one base runner. One base runner is on a walk and a hit by pitch. And striking out two as well. Lefty Jesse Franklin, right fielder. Swings at a breaking ball in the dirt for a strike. Franklin 0-for-3. Has hit two really well-struck balls, though. Results not there for him tonight, though. 0-1 from Contreras, breaking ball upstairs, check swing, and he doesn't go around. Third base umpire Macon Hammond says. Well, base is empty, one out, top seven. 7-2, Biloxi lead. As Contreras took something off that time on a changeup. Called strike inside corner, 1-2. Another right-hander starting to warm in the Biloxi bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Weak ground ball right to Dillard again. He went down to a knee. Takes the bag himself this time. Throws up the stop sign to Contreras. So we saw Candivani in the sixth inning record all three outs, 6-3. And now so far, Thomas Dillard, a 3-1 put out, and now a 3 unassisted on the first two batters of this inning. I don't think I've ever seen that before, where he can go two straight innings with one guy being a magnet for the baseball, and then the next, a different guy, getting all three outs. Let's see if that trend continues here. That curveball up and inside on Hendrick Clementina, the catcher, for ball one. The red glove from the belt, 1-0, Clementina out in front on the changeup. And the count even 1-1. Sun fully setting on a really nice crowd here at MGM Park. And 1-1 popped up just over us in the press box. And Contreras is ahead of 1-2. You got to feel that. It's so. Let's see if we can end it. The punch out here. 1-2. Fastball zips up and away. 2-2. Clementina singled in the first inning, his first at bat. Back-to-back strikeouts, though, in the fourth and fifth inning. Contreras got him in the fifth. 2-2. Fastball. Called strike three. Outside edge in Luis Contreras. Three scoreless innings out of the bullpen. And picks up his third strikeout as well. We reach a seventh inning stretch here in Biloxi, the Shuckers on top here in this one. We'll step aside and listen to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
As we head to the home half of the seventh inning, 7-2 Shuckers on top of the Mississippi Braves. Indigo Diaz comes in for Hayden Deal, and Deal really gave him some big legwork in this ballgame. As Diaz, right-hander set, first pitch fastball runs inside on Felix Valerio. 2-3-4 hitters due up in this half inning. Diaz from the belt as Valerio pops it up just behind home plate. Clementina tosses the mask going towards the fence. And it goes up a couple rows. And a fan makes the catch with a baby in hand. How about that?
So that's the dad of the year right there. He
took the baby, protected it, went running up the stairs, and then after it took the one hop, made the one-handed catch.
Unbelievable. Didn't drop the baby or anything as the 1-1 down and away. 2-1.
You know what I'm learning from this, Thomas? We could put together a really good intramural softball team from Shuckers fans. They have got hands for days.
2-1. Down and away again at the fastball, 3-1. Well, put him on the hands team on an NFL team.
Going to start judgingly watching other crowds to see if they can even come close to comparing to here at home.
That's the new rankings this year in the Southern League. 3-1, a fastball on the outside corner in 93. Valerio thought he had his second walk of the ball game. He walked and scored back in the first. So Deal goes two innings, scoreless, one walk and two strikeouts. Nice evening for him as Valero fights it off back to the screen, 3-2 still. There's always, I think, a fan every year at a Major League ballpark that makes a crazy catch with the, if it's with the nachos or the beer or the baby in hand. And 3-2, Valero pops it up, first base side of the foul ground. Lugbauer all of a sudden having to take off and just in front of the fence makes the catch. Well, the wind blowing towards the foul pole. All of a sudden, that ball took a right turn and didn't use a blinker. And all of a sudden, Lugbauer had to get on his horse. So one out, base is empty. Bottom seven, 7-2 Biloxi. Joey Weimer. First pitch hacking off speed pitch. Diaz got him on. Diaz was a losing pitch the other night as Weimer smacks it high in the air down the right field line out of play. Walked four batters in the ninth inning, including one intentional walk. Oh, 2. And fastball up and away. 1-2. Diaz kicks and breaking ball, Weimer fans. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. Main quickly 2 gone here in the seventh. So first baseman Thomas Dillard 1-for-3 tonight, singled and scored in the third. Flied out to left in the first and popped out to second. And didn't look like got a piece of it. Well, he faced Deal before. One of the few times we've seen Thomas hit from the right side. A switcher now back to the left. As the 0-1. And Dillard got a piece of it. Clementina hung on, though it's quickly 0-2 on the former Ole Miss Rebel. No 2. Called third strike. Fastball 94. And Dillard goes down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts. And things in the seventh. 1-2-3 by Indigo Diaz. It's the Shuckers on top, though. 7-2 after 7 here at MGM Park. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in just a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
You, to donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning at MGM Park, 7-2 Shuckers advantage. And Harold Chirino, new pitcher on the mound, replaces Luis Contreras, who went three innings in relief for Tyler Herb. And with that, we're going to send it right back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. So two up here, Drew Luckbauer, CJ Alexander, and Luke Waddell. Right-hander Harold Chirino deals the first one, and it's a back foot slider, and a check swing is called a ball. As Luckbauer holds off, it's 1-0. Luckbauer 0-for-1 tonight, lined out to straightaway center back in the first, walked and scored a run in the first, and was hit by a pitch back in the fifth. Set in the offer, and he bounces this one, but it's foul wide of first, and Luckbauer with a few skips as he thought he had snuck that one inside of first base. Just didn't, though, as it goes down into the right field corner, and Joey Weimer draws a crowd of fans out on the berm, clamoring for the ball. And it is 1-1 to Luckbauer. Shuckers leading at 7-2. Scored a run in the first inning on an RBI single by Ashton McGee. Then five in the bottom of the third, punctuated by the grand slam by Brent Diaz. As a fastball comes riding in at 95 at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 1-2 to Luckbauer. And Braves 1-4, 1-5. Shuckers got a run back in the bottom of the sixth. 1-2, curveball, backdoor call, third strike. Might have actually been the slider that time from Chirino. That had a ton of movement to it. And it comes in backdoor for the strikeout. And Luckbauer not happy as he heads back to the dugout.
I mean, just a beautiful pitch by Chirino. Not easy to pick up as well.
So now another first pitch slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike to the left-handed hitting Alexander. It's 0-1. Well, today is April 15th. That means that it is Jackie Robinson Day, as this is swung on a missed changeup at the bottom of the zone. 0-2 to Alexander. We're back on April 15th, 1947. 75 years ago today, Jackie Robinson made his debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field. As the 0-1 is weakly hit on two hops, the in-betweener fielded by Devaney, and on a run, he makes a slinging throw to first. Cam Devaney has just handled everything hit his way tonight. They're two gone.
Yeah.
So, oh, go ahead.
Yes, yeah, it really has. Cam Devaney making everything look easy out there tonight.
Yeah. Two gone, and Luke Waddell will be the hitter. Jackie Robinson, in that first game that he had, didn't get a hit. He did score a run, and he had a sacrifice hit as well. But don't worry, he went on and got plenty of them in his rookie season with the Dodgers, as this pitch is low and inside for a ball, 1-0.
One of the best stats I heard about Jackie Robinson as well was on the Red Sox broadcast today, and Dave O'Brien pulling out the fact that Robinson stole home 19 times in his career.
This one is hit deep in the hole and past Devaney and out into left field, and that's a base hit for Waddell. So first time that Waddell is on base, he did pick up an RBI back and forth on an RBI groundout, and it brings up Trey Harris. It's that aggressive style of play that Jackie Robinson had. Part of that style of play that the Kansas City Monarchs played is one season that he played for the Monarchs. For Robinson, one season in the Negro Leagues with Kansas City, in which he hit 375, 13 doubles, four home runs. As this pitch is on the inside edge for a called strike, Trey Harris is not happy about it. 0-1. Then the next season, Jackie played just 1 year for Brooklyn's AAA affiliate in Montreal. The 0-1. And a slider, inner edge, missed that time. It's 1-1. And while he was with Montreal, in 124 games, he hit .349 to lead the International League in batting average. Set on the pitch, and that is tall. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. If you can believe it, that year, Jackie Robinson walked 92 times and struck out 27 times in 124 games. 2-1, bounced on the ground. McGee waits back on it, fields, winds, and throws, and Dillard hauls it in for the out. So a two-out single and nothing else for the Braves in the eighth inning. We move on to the home half of the eighth, and the Shuckers carry with them a 7-2 advantage on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball moments that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Biloxi. The Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 7-2, and a new hurler on the mound for the Braves as they will go to the right-hander, Justin Maese.
Yeah, Maese, 6 foot, 390 pounds, 25 years of age out of El Paso, Texas, appearing in his third game this season. A pitch on opening night against Montgomery, scoreless inning. And that appeared on Tuesday night against these same Shuckers, allowed a run on one hit in an inning and a third. Did strike out one, though, so I say ERA at 3.86 right now through 2 1/3 innings and looking to continue to drop that ERA.
They'll get Ashton McGee, Tristan Lutz, and Brent Diaz, the three duo for the Shuckers here in the eighth. Shuckers carrying a 7-2 lead. And that is going to be an automatic ball that is called, as Maese wasn't ready to go to pitch to McGee. So 1-0 the count, and now outside, 2 balls and 0 strikes. So I believe that's the third auto ball, or maybe the fourth we've had called tonight. The 2-0, and that is outside, and Maese has thrown 2 pitches, but he's down 3-0 in the count to Ashton McGee, who's been on all 3 times tonight. Maese, the 3-0. And that is at the knees for a strike, 3-1. Remember, Maese came into the game the other night. He worked so quickly in his inning in the third, we barely got to any of his stats. Gave up 1 run on an error, as this is at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 3-2 now to Ashton McGee. Warner was going to score anyway, but Weimer reached on an error to pick up his third RBI of the night. That was in the opening win, 6-4 for Biloxi. Set and swings and misses and strikes out So that is now four consecutive strikeouts, or check that, four out of five strikeouts for M. Braves pitching. One gone, and Tristan Lutz will be the batter. We were talking about Jackie Robinson. Of course, it's Jackie Robinson Day today. Mentioned his single season that he had in the minor leagues. He was with Brooklyn's AAA affiliate in Montreal. His rookie season in 1947 with the Dodgers, played in 151 games. As this is fouled off for a strike, it is 0-1. 29 stolen bases. He led the National League that year, and he won the inaugural National League Rookie of the Year. This is fouled off, and the count is 0-2. And that is the thing. Jackie, in his rookie season, hit .297, had an .810 OPS. 31 doubles, 5 triples, 12 home runs, 48 RBIs, and 125 runs scored. 0-2. And Lutz swings and misses at an inside pitch. And it's back-to-back strikeouts by Maese. Two going, and Brent Diaz, the hitter.
We got to play in one of the gems, too, of Ebbets Field. That is too bad. The team moved out west.
However, in his rookie season, not only did he win Rookie of the Year, Jackie finished fifth in MVP voting his first season. Here's the first pitch to Diaz, and Brent bounces this foul left side. 0-1. Shuckers in front, mostly by virtue of Diaz's grand slam back in the third inning. A 5-run third gave the Shuckers a 6-0 advantage. Not really looked back since. Of course, Robinson would go on and win the MVP of the National League in 1949. The set and the 0-1. And Diaz hits this the opposite way into right field, a base hit. So Brent Diaz, after getting, it's another one here. He's been on base three straight times. And it brings up Cam Devaney.
He's having a night for sure. Two hits last night, drove in three, dropping in four today, scoring twice.
Great night for Diaz. What is that, 7 RBIs over his last two games? So now it's Cam Devaney and the pitch. And Devaney busts his bat, a slow roller. Long charge in for Cowan. Gloves, throws high, but Lugmauer brings it in and gets his foot down to the bag. And Devaney is retired in the eighth. So we go on to the ninth inning. Shuckers still leading it 7-2. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Action Printing in Pascagoula can provide quality printing for any job, no matter how large or how small. Need 100,000 brochures? No problem. Action's Heidelberg Digital Printing Press can handle the job quickly and efficiently. Need just 10 brochures? Again, no problem. Action's new digital copiers can have the job done in minutes. Since 1976, Action Printing has been known for the highest quality service. That's because Action takes pride in getting the job done to your satisfaction. Action Printing, Market Street in Pascagoula.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckle.
Start of the ninth inning here at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. The Biloxi Shuckers leading the Mississippi Braves 7-2. New hurler on the mound is the right-hander Lucas Ersig. Ersig making his third appearance of the season. No record. And through his first 3 2/3 innings, he's allowed 6 runs, but just 3 of them have been earned on 6 hits. He has not walked batter yet and struck out 3. So he gets 9-1-2, Pearson, Harris, and Cowan, the 3-2 up. As the first pitch is swung through and missed, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at the bottom of the zone to Pearson. It's 0-1. Remember, Ursig came in and pitched on opening night for Biloxi against Pensacola. 0-1, this is hit the opposite way. And the count is now 0-2. And Ursig did give up the game-tying 3-run homer to Hayden Cantrell, but it only got that far because of an error that extended the inning. Otherwise, Ursig would have gotten out of it without allowing any further damage. This is a spoiled foul again by Pearson. And so the count stays at 0-2. Pearson today, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored in the fifth. He walked his last time up in the sixth. 0-2. And he swings and misses. Ursig took something off on the inside edge at 92. And Lucas gets his first strikeout. So one gone and the lineup flips back over to Michael Harris. Obviously, we're into the ninth inning now, so not a whole lot of time left in this game, hopefully with the Shuckers leading at 7-2. But just a few final words on Jackie Robinson today, on Jackie Robinson Day, as a 97-mile-an-hour fastball is down low. Jackie is obviously remembered today for breaking the color barrier, but what he did was so much more instrumental, especially in the later years of his life. 2 balls and no strikes. His involvement in the civil rights movement, and we've heard a little bit in the stadium tonight about his involvement with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement in the early 1960s. Set in the 2-0. And that is just low and outside. And the count, 3 balls and no strikes to Harris. Robinson obviously passing away. And in 1973, his wife Rachel set up the Jackie Robinson Foundation as a 3-1 is low and it's ball 4. So Harris draws the walk. Man on with one gone and Jordan Cowan. And I would encourage you to go to JackieRobinson.org, or you can just search for the Jackie Robinson Foundation. And Jackie Robinson's Foundation, what it does is it provides scholarships to young college students who need it for 4-year education, also gives them mentorship and job placement to help lift them up and give them the financial aid they need. First pitch, and that is swung on and missed for a strike by Cowan. It is 0-1. And the reason that I would encourage people to go to the Jackie Robinson Foundation actually comes from a quote that I saw from Hank Aaron. When Aaron was alive, obviously just a couple of years ago, but even back in the 1990s, he wrote one of the forewords for, as this comes in and it hits Cowan, and it gets him on his leg, and Ursig just had a 91-mile-an-hour fastball get away from him. And it got Cowan on his leading right leg, and he's in some pain right now. You can understand why. I would imagine after getting hit by a fastball like that, probably does not have much feeling in that right leg. And so a hit by pitch, he will head down the way. And runners on first and second with one gone. And it'll be Jesse Franklin after Cowan gets down to first. And you certainly hope that he's okay in the aftermath of taking that one off of his leg. And there'll be an extra moment here. But wrapping up the thought and then back writing the foreword for Jackie Robinson's book, I Never Had It Made, his autobiography. Hank Aaron said that one of the best ways that anybody could honor Jackie's legacy was donating and helping out with the Jackie Robinson Foundation. So I would personally encourage you to go to JackieRobinson.org today and consider making a donation as part of a way to celebrate Jackie's legacy. First pitch is swung on and missed by Jesse Franklin. It is 0-1. Shuckers leading at 7-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Michael Harris at second, Jordan Cowan at first. Right-hander Lucas Ursig peers into Franklin. And the 0-1 pitch. And that is a little inside at 96. Did not miss by too terribly much. And the count runs even at 1-1 to Franklin. Franklin 0-for-4 tonight. Lined out to right in the first and third. Struck out in the fifth. And grounded out to first his last time up in the seventh. Ursig the 1-1. And that's a Chai chopper over Valerio. Can't field it, and it goes out into center field. Rounding third and coming in to score is Harris. And Cowan, you got to give him credit. He's still at second, but he is very hobbled, and I think that's going to be it for him as Bruce Crabb is going to come out and check on Cowan. And he is in a bunch of pain over there. After taking that pitch off of the leg, he's safe at second, and that'll go down as a base hit for Franklin as Valerio was unable to glove it, and it got by him. Harris scores, Cowan to second, and he will leave the field after trying to gut it out and stay in the game. And in a pinch run for him at first will be Riley Delgado. So Delgado would get a second to come on and run just a little bit and get his legs stretched out. And as he does, we'll go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. This is the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W2, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
So runners on first and second with one gone. And it's Hendrick Clementina now. The set and the offer, and Clementina wildly swings at a sweeping breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. So Harris comes in to score. It's now 7-3 in favor of the Shuckers here in the ninth. The pitch, and that swung through and missed. And the count is now 0-2. To the batter, Clementina. So 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error for the Embraves. 7 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for the Shuckers. Look back to second, the 0-2. This is fouled back. Threw him a high fastball at 96, and Clementina got underneath it and sent it right back to the screen. No balls, 2 strikes. Delgado with second, Franklin at first. Ersig, the 0-2. And a half-hearted swing and a miss for a strikeout. 95 at the top of the zone. Ersig K's his second, and now it comes down to Drew Lugbauer. Good Friday night crowd on hand here at MGM Park. 2 men on, and the first pitch to Lugbauer. And that's taken outside for a ball. 1-0. Lugbauer 0-2 tonight. Struck out looking against Harold Chirino his last time up in the eighth. He was hit by a pitch and walked his previous 2 times up. The 1-0. And that's a hard swing and a miss at a breaking ball for his strike. And the count is even at a ball and for Mississippi. Ersig's 1-1. And that is low. Threw him another off speed. And the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Runner at second is Delgado, the pinch runner. Franklin is at first after his RBI single. The 2-1, and Lugbauer takes inner edge for a called strike at 96. And the count is 2-2 with 2 gone. Ersig sets the 2-2, and Lugbauer swings and misses. Ersig strikes out the side, and the Shuckers' perfect start to the season continues. The Shuckers get a 7-3 win tonight, and 7 the score, 7 the wins. A perfect 7-0 to start the season for the Biloxi Shuckers. The grand slam by Brent Diaz, the big one in the game tonight, as Diaz drives in another 4 this evening. Tyler Herb, Luis Contreras, Harold Chirino, and Lucas Ersig combined to throw the 9 innings for the Shuckers tonight as they get a 7-3 win. What a job by Biloxi tonight as they come away with the victory. So the final numbers tonight for Biloxi, 7 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. For the Mississippi Braves, 3 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error as well. So the Shuckers off to a 7-0 start now. And just a phenomenal beginning run to the season. And let's see if we can send it down to the field here in just a moment. Thomas Zinzarello, well, he had him last night. Let's see if he's got him tonight. Standing by with Brent Diaz.
Oh, thank you. Here with Brent Diaz.
Brent, another multi-hit game for you tonight. Let's talk about that home run, though, a grand slam. And the last grand slam that the Shuckers hit was by you last year, last May, against the Tennessee Smokies. Take us back through that bat. What were you looking for, and what did you get?
First of all, it's credit to my teammates. You know, that doesn't happen without them being on base and having good quality at-bats. So, I think that's the first thing. And then the second thing is I'm just trying to look for a ball out over the plate and try to hit it hard somewhere. You know, I'm not trying to do too much. Just stay relaxed and have fun.
Well, attrition, Lutz said here about 2 nights ago after the walk-off walk, Shucks are hot, 7 in a row. We're just 1 of 2 minor league baseball still undefeated. How hot are the Shucks?
We have a running joke right now. It's called, "We got Shuck Fever!"
There you go. Shuck Fever, everybody. Thanks, Brent.
All right, y'all have a good night.
All right, there he is, Brent Diaz. Yeah, Shuckers have a fever. And the only prescription is more victories, apparently. Biloxi gets their 7th straight win as they top the M Braves tonight, 7-3. Coming up on the other side, we've got the postgame show for you. That and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on April 16th as the first 1,000 fans will receive a beach tote bag presented by the Beau Rivage. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us for Fireworks Friday on April 15th, presented by Waste Pro, as the Shuckers get set to host the Mississippi Braves. Tickets start as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Biloxi Shuckers pick up a 7-3 victory over the Mississippi Braves this evening. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella back upstairs with us after his great post-game interview with Brent. Due to technical difficulties, it all works out. We had to grab him tonight because of the great performance the Shuckers catcher and DH tonight had for Biloxi.
Yeah, he's been swinging a hot bat, and you continue to ride that hot bat tonight. And, you know, I joked, you know, we had him on the pregame show because we missed him last night. And now all of a sudden we're seeing a lot of Brent Diaz, at least on TV, on radio, and just everywhere around. But really, credit to him. He's swinging a really nice bat right now. And you know, he talked about the postgame in the interview saying, you know, he's looking for that one right pitch. And, well, he got it. He absolutely clobbered it to left field.
A grand slam by Diaz really was the difference in this one, though. The Shuckers did get on the board first in the first inning thanks to an RBI single, the first hit of his double-A career by Ashton McGee. And then that third inning is where it all really started for the Shuckers. Garrett Mitchell walked. Felix Valerio, great speed, but reaches on an error. He moves around to third on a single by Thomas Dillard and then scores on a wild pitch. Ashton McGee and Tristan Lutz then draw back-to-back walks. Brent Diaz hits a grand slam, and the Shuckers go in front 6-0. Now, Mississippi did get a little bit of momentum in the fourth inning. They got one in the fourth, and they got another one in the fifth inning, and it looked like they might be charging back. Tyler Herb leaves the game, but then Luis Contreras comes in. He comes in with runners on the corners and no outs, ends up loading the bases, but Thomas, he doesn't allow anyone to come in and score. And the Shuckers as a whole staff continue to do a great job limiting other teams when runners get in scoring position.
Yeah, that's been the main theme this year. And Brent Diaz talked about on the radio pregame saying, next man up. And that's exactly what's happened. And back-to-back nights and key situations in the game. Robbie hit last night, Luis Contreras today. And we took a deep dive into the numbers today because you just felt that that was really one of the keys to these now seven wins in a row. And coming into today, hitters were just 11 for 70 this season. That's just under 160 average hitting with runners in scoring position. You got to feel it's going to be a little bit lower after this. So because of credit to Mike Guerrero coming in the situation with Contreras, got the strikeout numbers. You know, sometimes the walks come and go, but trusted his guy, and Luis Contreras got him out of that big jam.
Yeah, you talk about that. M. Braves tonight, 3 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Contreras gets the win as he ends up going three innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. And then it was Harold Chirino, one scoreless inning, and Lucas Ercik does give up a run, but ultimately limits the damage. And the Shuckers come away with a 7-3 victory tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around the Southern League and also get you scores from around the Biloxi, or from around the Milwaukee Brewers affiliated system. All of that when the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more. You'll find there's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 7-3 winners tonight over the Mississippi Braves, but there's plenty of other action in the Southern League, and for that, we'll toss you over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Yeah, only one game final so far tonight, and that's what happens when you play a 2-hour and 32-minute contest. Just narrowly beating the 2-hour and 39-minute game that was played between the Rocket City Trash Pandas and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Trash Pandas defeating the Blue Wahoos 6-4, five errors combined in this one. Rocket City, it was kind of, I think Pensacola's going to play a lot of these types of games this year. Rocket City, 2-0 lead after the first inning, and then they get two back, a double from Ray Patrick Ditter, and then Kobe Fletcher Vance singles to score Patrick Ditter to tie the game at 2. Rocket City comes right back, though, as Anthony Morion doubles home Jose Gomez, and so that gives Rocket City a 3-2 lead, and then they would kind of pull away a little bit after that. Two runs in the fifth inning. Thomas Jones ground out for Pensacola, got it closer, but 6-4 your final score there. Two games in the ninth inning right now, and it looks like actually Montgomery and the Smokies just finished their ninth inning, but they're knotted at 2, so really exciting game in Montgomery. All four runs scored in the first three innings, so really been a tight Nick contest out there in the first inning. Bryce single on the top of the second for the Smokies. Jump out 2-0. Evan Edwards, his second home run of the season in the bottom of the third. Ties the game at 2 again. They're going to extras at Riverwalk Stadium. And then our final game tonight in the Southern League, 8-3 Birmingham. And they just completed their game as well. They defeat Chattanooga, and which Birmingham was a close game. Three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Well, pulled it away and really made that look a little bit further than what it was. T.J. Hopkins for Chattanooga hit his first home run of the season to left field in the bottom of the fifth. Those are your Southern League scores here tonight. Again, Birmingham winners. Smokies in Montgomery going to extras, and a Trash Pandas winners as well.
All right, thank you very much. All right, here are your scores from around the Brewers affiliated system. For the AAA club, the Nashville Sounds, they dropped to the Gwinnett Stripers this evening by a final score of 2-1. Zach Brown did throw a scoreless inning in this one. However, Miguel Sanchez, the former Biloxi Shucker, takes the loss. He goes one inning, gives up a run on three hits, no walks, and a strikeout as Gwinnett scores their go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning. So that is what happens for Nashville. Still 6-4 early on in the season. Not a whole lot to talk about for Carolina today. They get thumped by Fredericksburg 14-1 today. So the Mudcats, just their third loss of the season. But how about the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers? Shuckers are off to a 7-0 start. Wisconsin is now 6-1. That is because they pitched a two-hitter today against the Beloit Skycarp. Wisconsin 2-0 winners. They got four innings of one-hit ball out of Max Lazar. That's a really good sign. Remember, Lazar missed all of 2021 recovering from Tommy John surgery, if I'm not mistaken. And so Lazar is back and throwing. And then TJ Shook, 5 one-hit innings out of the bullpen where he walked one and struck out 10. So a tandem there, strikes out 14 tonight for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They get a 2-0 win. Wes Clark with an RBI single. And Darian Miller, who hit a big home run for Wisconsin last night, comes away with the winning run tonight. They're getting beat 8-0 by the St. Louis Cardinals this evening. Freddie Peralta, 3 innings, gave up 6 runs on 7 hits. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, Miles Michaelis, 6 2/3, 2-hit innings, no runs, a walk, and 7 strikeouts for the Cardinals. So St. Louis bouncing back in a big way after the Brewers got an opening day at home victory yesterday against the St. Louis Cardinals. All right, final numbers from this one. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 7 runs on 7 hits. They commit 1 error. They leave 4 men on base. For Mississippi, 3 runs on 8 hits. They commit 1 error. They leave 11 men on base. Again, Mississippi goes 3-11 with men in scoring position tonight. That is a fact that cannot be overlooked for the Shuckers. The winning pitcher is Luis Contreras. He improves to 1-0 on the season. The losing pitcher is Darius Vines. He drops to 0-1. Tonight's game took a crisp 2 hours and 32 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,083 on a 73-degree, mostly clear night here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers are 7-0 to begin the season. The undefeated run continues. As for the Mississippi Braves, they drop to 1-6 to begin this season. Shuckers have two series wins under their belt. They're going to look to keep this winning streak rolling tomorrow night with a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. It is a Shuck Yeah Saturday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Biloxi Beach Tote presented by our friends at the Beau Rivage. The right-hander Victor Castaneda will be on the mound. No record with a 1.93 ERA. He'll be opposed by the left-hander Jared Schuster for the Mississippi Braves. 1-0 with a 1.80 earned run average. A first pitch comes your way at 6:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you tomorrow night at 6:15. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Also, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, sideline interviewer, statistician. He does it all, folks. Thomas, thanks so much for all of your hard work tonight, sir.
Well, thank you. A Shucker 7-0. Pretty good for me.
Shucker fever. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Friday night. Whether you tuned in for an out, an inning, or were with us for the entire contest, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part. Our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, signing off from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 7, the Mississippi Braves 3. Shuckers 7-0 to begin the season. We will see you tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We're cruising WGCM.
Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't want to kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do. I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just want to dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do.